You're listening to NewsRamp Business and Corporate. Today is Thursday evening, August 13th, 2026. Real Stories, AI Voice. Details at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Let's dive in. Nordex Group receives orders totaling 82 megahertz from EFG Energy Farming Group in Lower Saxony, Germany. Nordex Group secures orders totaling 82 megahertz from EFG Energy Farming Group for wind projects in Lower Saxony, Germany. The projects include the Erlte, Endel, and Bad Essen clusters, with a premium service agreement for 20 years. Installation to begin in 2027, aiming for commissioning in spring 2028. EFG Energy Farming Group emphasizes local involvement for sustainable energy transition.
Data Group lowers forecast for fiscal year 2025/2026. Data Group C has revised its forecast for fiscal year 2025/2026, expecting revenue to remain steady at €555 to €575 million, with EBITDA estimated at €71 to €74 million, and EBIT. This adjustment is primarily due to one-time effects related to strategic measures aiming to drive future growth. DATD Group is a leading German IT service provider actively participating in the consolidation process through its acquisition strategies.
JOST continues to deliver strong revenue and profitability growth in the second quarter of 2026. JOST reports strong revenue growth of 13% to €440.2 million in quarter 2 2026, with adjusted EBIT increasing by 19% to €43.9 million. Group earnings more than doubled to €15.9 million. Free cash flow rose significantly to €+17.3 million. Efficient capital allocation led to an improved ROC of 16.3% and leverage ratio of 1.81x. Outlook for 2026 confirmed, with expected revenue growth in the single-digit percentage range. Ecotel continues stable business development in the first half of 2026. Ecotel continued its stable business development in the first half of 2026, with group revenue increasing by 14.7% to €65.4 million. EBITDA improved to €3.7 million, while EBIT rose to €1.5 million. Positive free cash flow and net financial assets amounting to €1.4 million showcase the company's strong financial position.
Stonegate Capital Partners updates coverage on Neont Technologies Holdings Inc. 2Q26. Stonegate Capital Partners updates coverage on Neont Technologies Holdings Inc. 2Q26. The clinical setup for NTHI has improved significantly, with Neont 100 showing positive phase 2 results and Neont 212 gaining regulatory clarity. Neont 100 met primary endpoints with a 48.9% PFS and 26.09 months median OS, with no major toxicities reported. FDA alignment for a potential registrational program is the next step, as the company plans to request a Type B meeting.
WRAP Technologies, WRAP partners with XINSURNCE to launch Safe Response Program for Private Security Market. WRAP Technologies has partnered with XINSURNCE to launch the WRAP Safe Response Program for the Private Security Market. The program aims to set a standard for training, equipment, and response to prevent escalations for the 1.28 million security guards in various sectors. This initiative follows a recent ruling allowing the use of BolaWrap R150 for unarmed security personnel expanding Wrap's market beyond law enforcement.
Boxable BXBL launches partnership initiative to advance affordable housing at scale. Boxable launches a partnership initiative to advance affordable housing at scale, seeking collaborations in manufacturing, installation, development, land contributions, logistics, financing, and more. The company is open to acquisitions, joint ventures, and technology transactions to accelerate its mission. Interested parties can submit expressions of interest through Boxable's website or by phone, with transactions subject to due diligence and approvals.
UGI scheduled to begin system upgrade project next week. In Berwick, UGI Utilities will kick off a system upgrade project in Berwick starting on Monday, August 17, 2026. This initiative involves replacing natural gas mains to enhance safety and reliability for residents and businesses. The company aims to provide an opportunity for conversions to natural gas, emphasizing its commitment to quality service.
Quantum Biopharma QNTM targets disability drivers beyond relapse rates in multiple sclerosis. Quantum Biopharma is targeting disability drivers beyond relapse rates in multiple sclerosis with its myelin-focused candidate Lucid-MS. Researchers are now focusing on processes that drive long-term disability, such as chronic active lesions, rather than just reducing relapses. This shift in approach reflects a deeper understanding of the disease and the need for therapies like Lucid-MS to inhibit myelin degradation and support functional recovery.
Outsourced accounting firm makes Inc. Best Workplaces 2026. Outsourced accounting firm AccountingDepartment.com has been recognized on the Inc. Best Workplaces 2026 list for its commitment to employee experience and workplace culture. With over 200 U.S. South-based professionals, the firm offers bookkeeping, controller, and CFO services to growth-focused businesses nationwide. The fully remote structure not only attracts top talent from across the country, but also serves as a key retention and engagement strategy, as highlighted by employee feedback.
Rooftop Relief donates gutters to veteran in Cincinnati. Rooftop Relief, a roofing contractor in Cincinnati, donated a complete seamless gutter system to local military veteran Jerry Townsley. Recognizing Townsley's decades of service in the Navy, Air Force, and civil service, the company decided to replace the damaged gutters free of charge. This initiative is part of Rooftop Relief's annual Veteran Roof Donation Program, showcasing their commitment to supporting local veterans in the greater Cincinnati area.
Cami Aesthetics joins Alpha Aesthetics Partners Network in NC. In a recent development, Cami Aesthetics has joined the Alpha Aesthetics Partners Network in North Carolina. Following a rebrand in August, Cami Aesthetics, formerly known as Carolina Age Management Institute, aims to provide a full range of aesthetic and wellness services across its Huntersville and Greensboro locations. The practice emphasizes personalized care, natural-looking outcomes, and a commitment to patient integrity.
Why selling new construction requires a skill set agents are rarely taught. Selling new construction homes requires a unique skill set often overlooked in agent training. Bill Gall, CEO of Builders Update, explains the differences between selling new builds and resale properties. Gall emphasizes the importance of matching buyers with the best fit early on and building trust with on-site sales counselors. To bridge this training gap, Builders Update offers a specialized course for agents interested in becoming new home specialists.
DTA meal delivery. You can't, you know, delivery launch twice weekly high protein packages.
Yeah, GTA Meal Delivery has launched a twice weekly service providing never frozen high protein meals across the greater Toronto area.
Ultra Fit Meals, based in Newmarket, Ontario, offers chef prepared meals without seed oils, available in halal options. With packages ranging from 5 to 24 meals, the service aims to cater to busy professionals and fitness-focused families seeking convenient, nutritionally structured meals.
Tech media breaks. Freight Technologies launches automated CFDI invoicing for Fleet Rocket platform. Freight Technologies, Inc. launches automated CFDI invoicing within its transportation management system, Fleet Rocket. This feature, available to Pro and Enterprise subscribers, integrates Mexico's electronic invoicing requirements, including automated CFDI stamping and invoice management. The platform streamlines the submission process through a certified provider, eliminating the need for separate invoicing tools for cross-border logistics operators. Genesis ranks second in J.D. Power initial quality as Shareville dealer. Genesis ranks second in J.D. Power initial quality, with the new Shareville showroom now open. Featuring a luxurious 25,000-square-foot space, the showroom embodies Genesis's modern luxury philosophy. Customers can enjoy amenities like an interior Zen garden and glass walls for observing service. Genesis of Shareville offers top-notch service, including Genesis Service Valet and complimentary maintenance. For more information, visit genesisofshareville.com or call 219-352-0001.
Tech Media Breaks, Finger Motion Inc. acquires 9.9% stake in Lycan.ai, enters enterprise computing market. Tech Media Breaks reports that Finger Motion Inc. has acquired a 9.9% stake in Lycan.ai, enters enterprise computing market. AI, marking its entry into the enterprise computing market. The agreement, valued at $500,000 in Finger Motion common stock, is subject to TSXV approval. Finger Motion plans to develop an enterprise offering leveraging Lycan's ecosystem, aiming to build a recurring revenue enterprise compute business alongside its existing operations.
GeoVax highlights capabilities amid Congo's expanding Ebola outbreak. GeoVax Labs, Inc. highlights its expertise in developing MVA-based hemorrhagic fever vaccines amidst Congo's expanding Ebola outbreak caused by Bundibugyo virus. With over 4,300 cases and 2,000 deaths reported, GeoVax's vaccine candidates targeting Zaire Ebola virus, Sudan Ebola virus, and Marburg virus show promising efficacy. The company is ready to collaborate with global health authorities to combat the outbreak.
Mission IR News breaks. Finger Motion Inc. acquires 9.9% stake in Lycan.ai, enters enterprise computing market. Finger Motion Inc. has acquired a 9.9% stake in Lycan.ai, entering the enterprise computing market with the $500,000 stock deal. Subject to TSXV approval, this move marks Finger Motion's strategic expansion alongside its mobile data and telecommunications operations. The company aims to build a recurring revenue enterprise compute business, leveraging Lycan's ecosystem with NVIDIA and Dell Technologies Canada. Finger Motion plans to pursue scalable enterprise compute opportunities over time, pending commercial performance and regulatory requirements.
Investor News breaks. Movie Capital Solutions app appoints Steve Kahn as managing director. Moody Capital Solutions has appointed Steve Kahn as managing director, focusing on capital raising and advisory engagements for growth companies. With over 30 years of experience in corporate finance, equity research, and strategic advisory, Kahn has facilitated more than $300 million in microcap corporate finance transactions. He holds Series 24, 62, 63, and 79 securities licenses and is the author of the book Microcap Magic. For more information, visit Moody Capital's website.
Hacking incidents trigger rise in cybersecurity investment. Recent AI hacking incidents involving major tech firms like Meta, OpenAI, and Anthropic have led to a surge in cybersecurity investment. These incidents highlighted the potential of AI in exploiting system vulnerabilities. Companies like NVIDIA Corp are likely to benefit from increased cybersecurity spending. Trillion Dollar Club, a specialized communications platform, provides tailored corporate communication solutions for companies looking to reach a wide audience of investors, influencers, and consumers.
Global drug makers earmark billions to ramp up their U.S. footprint. Global drug makers are investing billions to expand their presence in the United States, aiming to avoid potential tariffs on drug imports. investments totaling around $500 billion are in progress or planned. Companies like Amgen, AbbVie, and Gilead Sciences are among those boosting their U.S. investments. The impact of these moves on the healthcare sector, including companies like Aceva Health, remains a key question.
Copper market tightens as U.S.-China jostle for available supplies. Copper's significance in construction, manufacturing, electronics, and energy infrastructure is driving a global scramble for supplies. With the rise of electric vehicles and clean energy projects, demand for copper is soaring. Companies like New Pacific Metals Corp. are well-positioned in this competitive market. For more insights on the mining industry, visit miningnewswire.com.
Mission IRA News Breaks, SS Innovations International, Inc., reports record Q2 revenue of $13.90 million, up 39.4% from the previous year. The company's SSI Mantra surgical robotic system installations increased by 30.4% to 30 units. Gross profit rose to $7.10 million, with a gross margin of 50.9%. SS Innovations also reported a net loss of $2.70 million. The company has a cumulative installed base of 224 SSI Mantra systems across 12 countries.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.